Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from both coasts today, I think. It's Sunday, August 13th, 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life, as we know it could happen to you, only live twice in a lifetime, cop and a half, Nelson on Rambo First Blood Part 2. All three of my guests today are first timers, and they are Hallie Kiefer, Allison Levy, and Josh Rubin. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, that was great how you synchronized that. But let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah, the twists don't stop coming on this show. She's the co-host of a podcast called Ruined. It's Allison Levy. Hey, Allison.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, good. Me too.
Yeah. Before we talk about your podcast, what's going on with your highly successful one-person show?
My show, Oh God, a show about abortion, is I have a bunch of touring dates in September. I'm going to try and put it on tape sometime soon so everybody could see it. And it was, it sadly is still a relevant topic.
Well, I say, first of all, put it on the DL that you're going to film it, because you want people to come see this thing live.
I mean, there just aren't a bunch of times left, so, you know.
Okay, well, that's good. Start getting prepping all the people that are just not going to be able to make it due to geographical concerns.
There's a lot of places I won't go. So if you live in Florida, sorry.
Sorry, Florida. You're going to have to watch it on tape. It'll probably have to, you'll have to do it under cover of night.
Yes.
You'll have to be really sneaky about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to have a don't say abortion or don't say women law anytime there now. So it'll be great.
I'm just going to sit in a very open spot at Disney World and just watch it on my phone.
Yeah, great.
With perfect. The sound
that's
up.
The perfect way to experience
it. I think so, right? yes. Okay, so that's exciting that you do have a few more spots where it's going to be performed in September. And congratulations on all of your success with it.
Thank you very much.
And speaking of your podcast, your co-host is here. So I'll introduce her. It's Hallie Kiefer. Hello, Hallie.
Oh, thank you for having me. Please know I was frantically going through the alphabet in my mind.
I know, right?
What order we were in.
It's like, wait, am I next or not?
And thank God. Thank God I was. Thank you for helping me.
It worked out great. Could you tell us all about, for the uninitiated, your podcast called Ruined?
Absolutely. So the premise basically is I love horror movies. I consume almost exclusively horror other than And Just Like That, which to some terrifying. Allison can't watch horror movies. And so every week I ruin or, you know, extensively spoil a horror movie for Allison. We sort of established a system where she guesses what's going to happen. She's become incredibly good at it. And yeah, it's sort of, it's for both people who love horror movies and like to revisit horror movies they've watched, and for people who genuinely can't watch horror movies. And it's very interesting because when you talk to people who can't watch them, and Allison is among these people, the number one reason is because it gives them nightmares. And I think that's such an interesting look at the human brain, especially someone with a brain where I can watch someone be, you know, disemboweled any day of the week and sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I could watch a really scary movie and then my dreams are about like trying to find my keys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it doesn't line up at all. I think it should be much more exciting based on the info I'm putting into my brain before bedtime.
Yeah.
I had a dream this week where I was just at a friend's birthday party at a restaurant. Like it was just like an extremely normal birthday party. And that was it.
Oh, there's nobody spilled any tea. There wasn't any hot goss.
None whatsoever.
So not a great party is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, real good.
Well, this Ruined podcast sounds like a super fun premise. But my question for back to Allison is, are there some that you will go ahead and watch ever, or is it really a genre that you only hear about vicariously?
I've seen like 4 horror movies in my entire life. Like it was like Get Out, The Shining, and like 2 others.
You said Scream, right?
The first Scream. And I think like having now like talked through so many of them, I think they're, you know, we discuss it on the pod sometimes where it's like, Allison, you could watch this. Like, this is not like that scary. There's just like 1 or 2 jump scares, and like otherwise, it's just kind of a thriller. Like, those I think I could do. We've definitely come across some. I haven't watched anything that we've talked about because now, like, I know what happened.
You feel like you've seen it. Yeah. It'd be especially boring waiting for the jump scares.
Yeah. But I used to read Wikipedia and now I have Hallie, which is much better.
Well, the reason I asked, and I'm glad you told me the exact 4 horror movies you've seen, because you managed to miss out on the entire filmography of our third guest today.
Perfect. Yes, I know. Who is
not only a writer, director, producer, actor in horror movies that are scary, but I feel also have enough character development and dialogue to soften. Let's just introduce him. It's Josh Rubin, everybody.
That's right, Josh, Gateway Horror Rubin. It's a pleasure to be here, y'all.
Gateway Horror. Well, it's not like you make, you know, G-rated stuff. It's still, it's still got the got what it takes. And there's also,
there's a scream. There's an F-bomb, you know.
Yeah, F-bombs, exactly. Because horror movie without F-bombs, I don't know who they're kidding. Because, as soon as you have so little violence that you can get a PG, you know, then, you've got probably a movie that's not that scary in this day and age.
It's called The Haunted Fucking Mansion. It's like, come on.
Okay, so I was going to jump in if anybody talked about any current studio product because of the ongoing strikes.
Oh, yes.
But in this case, I'll allow it because you just talk shit about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, if we talk so much shit, it makes studios less money, then it seems like that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. If you're insulting, but no praising anything today. But at the same time, we're supposed to encourage people to watch movies and streaming to prove to the studio heads that this new content that exists now is what people are going to need more of later, and they're not going to get it unless they play ball.
Yeah.
So, Josh, how are the strikes treating you? Because you're striking from every angle.
I am. Yeah. I'm striking for 2/3 of myself since my one union, the DGA, caved quickly. But also for all thirds of myself, it's good. I mean, it was kind of beautiful to go out, I'd been going out previously to SAG strike, but once like the actors came in, or as someone on Twitter said, hot backup, it really lit up. Wow. It was so fun just to see like the writers who'd been just completely exhausted, just kind of recatalyze. So that's been super cool. I mean, the longer we hold the line, you know, the stronger I think we're going to be, you know, once we get back. But it's, you know, it's nasty. We're out here because we've been exploited for so long. But of course, last time we did this together, the way that we are now in the '60s, we got residual checks, baby. So hopefully, something just as monumental will come out of it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that these checks, I mean, I still got like stand-up comedy and stuff that I can do, but that's, nonetheless, every residual check I get is a delight, you know, is a treat, even the tiny ones, because it's still nice to know that SAG and all the actors got that for us. You know, they made that happen. Even though it's definitely not enough. But all of that being said, thank you for being here, Josh. It's your first time on the show. I apologize for it taking so long, but I think I asked you once a year or two ago, and turns out you're busy making films a lot of the time. So I'm taking advantage of this strike by getting you to participate.
I'm so glad. I feel powerful, important.
Before we play games today, which we do on the show every week, I'd like to visit a segment I call Recommendation Nation. And that's where I ask each of my guests, I put everybody on the spot, because this is a question I hate being asked, because I don't want the responsibility of someone else's enjoyment. You know, like when they say recommend a movie, I can be like, well, I like this. I don't know if you're going to like it. Probably won't. So it's a tough question, but I want each of you to recommend one movie, and I would like it to be in honor of Josh and the Ruined podcast. I would like it to be of the horror genre. So Allison, I guess you've got four movies to choose from. So well, which Allison would you say is your top horror movie that you'd tell somebody, this is one you should watch?
Well, there's one that we get in fights about all the time, and it's Silence of the Lambs. Mm-hmm. And I do not think it is a horror movie, but there are lots of people who think it is. I think it's a psychological thriller, and it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Well, that's an interesting line then, because then there's probably other horror movies you're not watching that have that sort of vibe, but you're scared off of the fact that they have that label.
Yeah, I do think like marketing and posters goes a long way for deterring me from watching something. And I really wish it didn't feel that way. But I love Silence of the Lambs. I studied it in college. It's like, I've read the book. It's just such a good movie, and it holds up so well. Like, I mean, as a great narrative.
But you also, this is your way of saying you really are into, do you watch a lot of true crime stuff?
You know, I don't love true crime, and this is going to sound terrible. I find it boring. I like big crime is what my friend and I call it. So like documentaries and shows about like systemic abuses and major cults and like that stuff I can get into. But just like a lady was murdered doesn't really do it for me.
Okay.
Is that as insensitive as I could possibly be towards murder victims? I don't know. They're not for entertainment. They're sad stories, but
That's true. That's a good point.
And no, if you love true crime, continue watching true crime, but it has never hooked me in that way. Though Silence of the Lambs feels like it's of that.
That's why I just assumed that that's the way you rolled, because loving Silence of the Lambs, you know, there's some pretty creepy stuff in there.
Yeah, I think
It does have a jump scare or two also.
Oh, yes, it does. I think I love mystery and I like there being like resolution and an answer to like, we didn't know what was happening. Now we do. Like, so movies that have that, I'm much more interested in than just like, this demon is ruining everybody's life. Like, that's less exciting for me in horror, I guess.
Right. You like movies that end on a question, because at the end, Jodie Foster just keeps repeating, Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter?
Well, we know he went and had a lovely lunch with his
girlfriend. Yeah, we know what's going on, but she's like, why didn't he say goodbye? That seems he's usually got such good manners.
Yeah. Yeah. He is a very polite man in most ways.
Yeah. And she's with the FBI. He doesn't understand the concept of being hung up on. She doesn't understand there's no sound coming out of the phone. Okay. So that's your pick. Silence of the Lambs. I love it. Anybody who hasn't seen it, of course, you should check it out. Everybody who has seen it is just nodding their heads going, thanks a lot, Allison. the game should be called Remind Us of a Movie.
Just say a movie that everyone's seen.
Hallie, what have you got for us? Now, since you're a horror aficionado, I assume you got something, that people should really check out.
Oh, yes. Movie that first came to mind is 1971's Let's Scare Jessica to Death.
Okay.
Written and directed by John Hancock. Well, co-written. John Hancock and Lee Kelcham wrote it. And I think it's an excellent film. And it has such a particular early 70s vibe where you are a woman, as women are often made to feel insane. Which, of course, then puts you in a situation, unfortunately, when an actual danger does start appearing, you are made to then question your own judgment. It's a great movie. I don't want to say anything because, unless you really need to ruin, we should do it on the podcast. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's not anticipating this on your podcast. But it is a great vampire movie, but it's not. It's like I prefer a vampire movie where we're not using the word vampire. We are describing things. We are getting the idea of what kind of entity or person could be preying on people. But we're not necessarily, there's not necessarily a cape. There's not necessarily, you know what I mean? Like, we're not necessarily giving it those exact parameters. And I think this movie does it in a really interesting way.
Was one of those, just the title alone had me pretty terrified in my youth, like it was something I was worried about, because I mean, they just laid out for you right there that they're going to, try to scare somebody to death. That sounds pretty scary.
It's the most, I love a really long 70s horror movie title.
Yeah, those are good too.
To let you know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. Josh, how can you, I mean, these are two, in their own ways, classic horror films we've got so far.
Bangers.
Yeah, absolute bangers.
Just totes bangs. I was going to say, yeah, a kind of vampire movie where there's no cape or, like, I was going to say, no hiss. Yeah, I think, like, I like to recommend something kind of that feels sort of commercial, but also, is just obscure enough. And one of those faves for me was Nightbreed, Clive Barker.
Right.
Just so kind of unhinged. It's basically about a bunch of monsters that live under a graveyard, and it's like delightfully queer and gory. And I just loved it. I watched it way too young, and I was just like, what are these weird feelings I have below my waist about, like, the tentacle girl and, like, the pig man? It was just way too early for me in my formative years to be watching anything of this nature, but I just love it. It's great creature design. It's just rife with mythology and just all of Barker's delightfulness. I love it. And David,
I mean, Tentacle Girl and Pigman, though, that sounds like a...
Oh, yeah, it's a good
somebody time. Should make that movie.
Yeah, totally shaped my personal life. I'm married.
And here we are today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Remember, actually, David Cronenberg plays a serial killer, and I remember this is the kind of child I was, it's 1990 or whatever, and he like... had a bunch of knives that he kept in like a briefcase. And I remember having like a Fisher Price briefcase that I put all of our kitchen knives in and walked around the house copying David Cronenberg. Cause I was like, I thought that's a cool character. So it changed me in all the ways. And hopefully you'll ask me back.
that sound like it really shaped you. good old Nightbreed. I just as soon as you said it, all I could flash on was like it's a kind of movie that has some really imagery that's hard to shake.
Yes, yes. Before NB and after NB is kind of, you know, how I measured my life.
Yeah, and if Cronenberg's acting in something, you know, weirdness is afoot. You know, he doesn't just show up in, you know, I can't, the examples coming to my head are all terrible. Okay, so thank you for those recommendations. I think that if anybody hasn't seen any one of those particular movies, they'd be, you know, they should check it out. Unless they're like Allison, and then they should just find somebody who's seen those movies and have them explain what happens.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that used to be what my mom would do. She'd be like, "You're too young for this movie," and then she'd tell me beat for beat what happens in it. And I'd go, "Well, it's still in my head and probably a scarier version."
Yeah, whatever is it. I sometimes wonder, I'm like, "Oh, am I actually like making it worse for myself now that I like know what happens but haven't seen it, and my nightmares are probably way worse than anything that is actually captured on film?"
Honestly, yeah, because it looks so fake in the movie if you do finally watch it, some of these things, you know. Because is that a big part of it for you? Is just that you don't like the excessive violence?
I don't even know if it's the violence, and I don't even really think it's gore. Like I just don't like the like act of being scared. I don't like find it that fun.
Right.
But Hallie has a great way of always like keeping me like grounded. What is it, Hallie? You're always like, just remember, these are actors. There was a call sheet. There's a PA somewhere. Like, it's just like, it's a movie set. Like, these aren't real things. Like,
right.
You just pictures a boom mic. There's a bunch of cameramen. It's like, and having been to set, it's like,
yeah,
people are just like, please just get through. We got to finish this. Like, we just, you know what I mean? Like, the environment on set is not the environment you're watching.
Right.
And that'll help you in your moments of distress.
I think so.
Yeah. It's not like they're all like, you know, a satanic cult that all sit around and have a ball, you know, making this stuff. It's like hard work.
Now that's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Satanic cult that makes movies. That sounds like a really, that's what they should be doing.
Isn't that just the AMPTP?
You know? Yeah. making content. Okay. So, we got to sell some items so that we can make some more content. We will take a break and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back and we're going to play some games. I hope you're excited or at the very least interested. This first game we're going to play is something that I call Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Ooh.
And I think we even mentioned taglines briefly earlier, touched on it with something, you know, what's written on the poster can, you know, influence whether or not you think the movie's going to be scary or not. In this game, I will say, we're going to start with Allison. I will tell you a tagline that was used to advertise a hopefully well enough known motion picture that one of you will figure it out. But these do run a little tough.
I was going to say, I'm going to tell you right now, my whose tagline is horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I did, you know, I didn't sit here trying to make it stuff about horror to help you out, but you never know, because it's all movies. Thing is that there will be a theme that will potentially emerge, and that might help you guess if you figure out what the theme of all these things is, what they have in common. Yeah. And so I'll do the first one for Allison. If she doesn't get it, then Hallie gets a crack at it. If she doesn't get it, Josh gets a crack at it. And whenever somebody does get one right, then the next one, we just start with the next person in line. And there's only a few of them. And like I said, pretty high difficulty level, especially, you know, unless you just happen to remember either the tagline or you know the movie well enough that it pops into your head. Here we go, Allison.
All right.
What movie do you think had the tagline, "It's awesome, totally awesome"?
Ooh. I mean, God, it's like that weirdly could be almost anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
It could be a lot of things.
Awesome, totally. It's like, I know it's not Clueless, but I feel like it's possible that it's in that kind of like more teen genre. I'm going to guess. It's not this, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High? No.
No, that's not your guess?
No, that's my guess, knowing that it's probably wrong, because I'm...
You're sticking with Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
At the tagline, "It's awesome, totally awesome."
No, you're wrong. I'm going to guess The Meg. A complete pivot from everything I just said. I'm guessing
if
The Meg.
If I just said it, it was more of a Jason Statham voice.
Yeah. I mean, Meg feels like that.
It's awesome,
we could be
totally awesome.
I'm guessing The Meg. I don't know.
Okay. That is, I'm sorry, but that's incorrect.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but, you know, I liked hearing your thoughts on all of it. You walked us through it, made a decision. Hallie, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say the Lego Movie, because I remember they had that Everything is Awesome song. Oh. So I'm going to say the Lego Movie. I didn't see Lego Movie, and I'm probably wrong, but it feels... I'm going to go with it.
That's good.
I like the way you arrived at that incorrect answer.
Yes. Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. No, I really liked it there. I like it when people show their intelligent work, but not the correct answer. Josh?
Okay, I'm going to go with, I don't know what the third in this franchise was, so I'm just going to throw out Bill and Ted's.
Ooh.
Ernie?
The third one was Face the Music.
It might be that one, but I'm going to go with,
you're going to go with Bogus Journey.
Yeah. Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Cause it's not correct.
Devastating.
But this happens from time to time, and I feel really bad when it happens, but, unfortunately people can be talked out of a correct answer. And, Allison, you nailed it when you said Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh yeah. My God, Allison.
Because they didn't try to sell it as like kind of an actually thoughtful movie about teenagers. They just wanted to sell the idea that Spicoli was a surfer. Like, you barely even see him surf in the movie.
Yeah,
And the poster is him with a surfboard and two cute girls, and it just says, "Awesome, totally awesome."
I guess, like, I'm so young. No, but, like, I was very young when that movie came out, so I think it already had gotten the credibility of being, like, a good movie by the time I was engaging with it. So, like, wow.
Yeah, it's a terrible tagline. They did not do it. They did it a disservice, and it wasn't too successful at its initial release, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're back to Allison again, who was close but no cigar.
Wow, I'm going to have to trust my gut moving forward.
Yeah, you're just going to have to trust it. And here's the next tagline. It begins on the street. It ends here.
Oh.
Yeah, yet another, I think, terrible tagline, but you'll judge for yourselves once you know the answer.
This feels like maybe too... I'm just going to say the Fast and the Furious, the original.
Okay. I like it, but no.
Okay.
Okay, boy. Boy Young last time.
All right, so Hallie's next.
I'm going to say the Warriors, even though, again, I know that is incorrect.
See, that's why I like having you on the show. Both of you are at least not just going, I don't know. Like, you're giving answers that are, you know, legit and bringing up things I want to talk about anyway. The Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a Broadway musical of the Warriors.
Right.
And I could not be more excited. That's a perfect thing. Because it's so West Side, he'll make it kind of West Side Story meets the actual Warriors movie, which can address, you know, violence and gang warfare and whatnot, but could have cool choreography where they fight each other.
I think
I'm excited.
I think he was wise to take a break, because I feel like we reached Lin-Manuel a saturation point, and then he kind of dipped. And I think that we'll be ready by the time that happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. When they announced that somebody has an idea for something on Broadway, like, it could be 4 or 5 years before we hear about it again, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a minute. I think that'll be time for him to come back into the zeitgeist.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it, because it's, you know, it's just all these gangs, like, it's one gang trying to get through the city. So you just have all these different settings throughout, you know, they're trying to get through all the boroughs, I think. So, like, you get all the settings, plus you get all the other gangs. They all had, like, you know, matching uniforms. They were all so stylish. It's just crazy, that movie.
I guess it's based on the book that the movie was made on, and I wonder how different the book is. I've never.
Yeah, that might ruin it. It might be less fun, the book, than the movie, because the movie is very, you know, it's pretty corny. Okay, Josh, you've been waiting patiently.
Oh God, I want to make my guess relevant, like the other contestants very smartly did. Okay, if the first one is Fast Times at Ridgemont High, maybe there's a high school kind of theme happening here. My gut, not to suffer the fate of Allison's gut the first go round, but my gut is to say 21 Jump Street, but the redundancy of street makes me kind of go like, no, there's no way in hell.
It is shocking though that there are the redundancy does happen sometimes, and it's funny to me.
It would just be funny if it's like it starts and it ends here, 21 Jump Street. It would just be that so
fast. Don't enter this house, and then that's for the movie House.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Oh God. I'm going to go with, high school fight movie. Only the strong survive.
That's the name of a high school fight movie.
I don't even think it was about high school, but it's an obscure, I want to say Mark Damascus, like, fighting movie. And I think they're high school students. I'm horrific. Like,
all right, I'm gonna give an official ruling. Incorrect.
Oh,
the boy.
Sorry about that. This one I didn't expect anyone to get it. It's a real toughie, but it does fit the theme. And it's a movie called Coach Carter.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Denzel?
No.
It's gonna sound terrible when it's another famous.
I know, right? It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes,
but you know. I give you credit for at least, you know, narrowing it down considerably to the two most famous Black authority figure actors of the time.
Yeah.
But it begins in the street. It ends here. I don't know what.
I guess the basketball.
I guess that all the kids on his team were in gangs or something.
Yeah, I guess.
I vaguely remember this. It had Channing Tatum in it.
Oh, did it?
I believe he was one of the students.
That might have been his motion picture debut.
There's a reason we don't remember this movie. I realizing.
I don't get a quarter of a point. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Jackson did a lot of movies that kind of blend, because he was often teacher, principal, cop, you know, like,
yes.
He had several reasons to walk around carrying a bat in movies. Okay. So... Allison, we're back to you again.
All right.
You're doing great at guessing.
Okay.
This is so corny. A story about how far we have to travel to find a place where we belong.
Oh, Lord. That could be any movie.
Yeah. I'm like Homeward Bound, the dogs and cats. No, not that.
It can't be any movie. It can't be Human Centipede. It can't be.
<You're> well, well that is a journey.
Certainly was a journey.
The journey begins and ends at home.
Oh, my God. That movie. Nightmares. Okay. So I'm guessing that we do have like a high school theme. I'm going to say Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, okay.
That is another great guess.
Oh,
right. Hallie.
Wait, could you repeat it again? Sorry.
I sure can.
Thank you.
A story about how far we have to travel to find a place where we belong.
Oh, my God. Lady Bird. I'm going to say Lady Bird, even though I know 1,000% that is not right. This is the first movie that came to mind.
Wrong guesses only for Hallie.
No, you were absolutely right if this line was a story about where, you know, how far we want to travel.
Yeah, away
to
from
find a place where we belong. Because spoiler, she seems to fit in immediately in New York after being brought up in Sac Town, Sacramento. Okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't give you the incorrect sound. Josh?
Huh? Give it to me now, because I know it's not Mean Girls, even though Lindsay Lohan's character lived in Africa and moves to school to be included. So I'm just going to...
First she belonged with the bad girls, and then she realized she belonged with herself.
Well, she was first with the Maasai, and then she went to America. And so it's like how far she traveled. You know, she traveled far, and then she went to do a Christmas dance.
I think you should be able to win this game if you give a convincing enough answer.
You can convince me that that seems right. You know, I should just not write down the actual answer because I'd probably forget and be like, that sounds good. That sounds legit. But unfortunately, I did write down this answer. And it's a motion picture called The Cider House Rules.
No! Yeah,
wow.
Oh, my God. I have all the... That, to me, is not what The Cider House Rules is about.
No.
It's about getting an abortion in a cider house. That's what that movie is about.
Yeah, it's about breaking the rules in the cider house.
You princes. Wow. You kings of New England? Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've never liked the title of that movie because it just sounds like it's about a really awesome cider house.
And I guess it is awesome if your goal
the
is
cider
to
cider house rules. This cider house is the best.
Nobody's making movies like that anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I want another. I could do for another cider house rules.
Yeah, another Russian orphanage flick. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Allison, this is, I have a very strong feeling that this is the last one, and I feel like you're gonna take it home with this one.
It'd be nice if I could.
All right. What movie had the tagline, have the time of your life?
I mean.
Dirty Dancing?
That is correct. You all get to hear the correct sound now.
Yay!
Wow.
The correct answer. And all four of those films, the theme, as inappropriate as it might seem for a fun game show, the theme was movies that feature abortion for better or worse.
Oh.
We don't know
people forget that there's some big movies that just have like, oh, and then there's that abortion part, you know?
Yeah, like a little.
Oh, I remember Cider House Rules being about abortion.
Yeah.
That did seem to be the crux of it. but you know, some people will walk away thinking it was Tobey Maguire's story.
Michael Caine.
And Michael Caine with that Boston accent. I don't know what was going on. okay, so congratulations, Allison. You won that game. And you're gonna find out what that means after these messages. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. Sorry to leave you in suspense for so long, Allison. But what you won for winning that first game, we only played two games, but what you win for winning the first one is that you get to go first in this next one.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Might not even be any kind of advantage to go first. It depends on the game. in this one, I think maybe there's a little advantage. So, and then what does the winner win, really, if they're the winner at the end of this show today? Because you're all three first-time guests on the show. I thought it'd be a good time to recap what the prizes are. And they are bragging rights, which you can have for, you know, you can hang on to those for a lifetime if you want. And then a an invite to return on the, you know, very next or as soon as possible episode based on scheduling.
Wow.
Yeah, so sometimes somebody will have like a 4 or 5 show winning streak where they're like second or third show into it. They're like, oh, I really regret winning constantly, but I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
I feel confident that will not be me, but I'm excited to find out if it's one of you guys.
Well, that's the thing. I like to tell people, like, if you have a commitment to winning, then you're going to have a, you know, you're going to be committed to this show.
Yeah.
But if you're just here to have fun, it was nice to see you. And all guests are welcome back, you know, when you next time you have something to plug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So our deciding game today is something called The Little Search Engine That Could.
Ooh.
I typed a word into the search engine on IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. And then I wrote down the top 10 motion pictures, not TV shows, not people's names. You know, lots of things come up there. Mm-hmm. That aren't motion pictures, but theatrical motion pictures. I wrote down the top 10 movies in order that came up with that word in the title. And IMDb, you know, when you do type something in, this search engine goes with the most popular thing that goes by that word. And so, you know, whatever's number one is currently most popular. So you're going to take turns guessing movies that have this word in the title. And there's 3 rounds. You'll each get 3 guesses. We take turns. It's all very polite. And you get, if you name the number one movie, you get 10 points. If you name the 10th movie on the list, that's worth 1 point. And everything else in between is, that's how that works.
Got it.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Since the planet is burning, the word I chose to play today, because I like to get messages out while having fun, is a word we're going to probably see in a lot more titles moving forward. And that word is hot.
Oh, okay.
Movies with the word hot in the title. Now, sometimes this game can shake out like other words that have H-O-T in them, like hotel and shot might be in the title. But that's not the case today. This is all just the word hot. So get Hotel Transylvania out of your head.
Okay.
All those kinds of hotel movies. Hotel for Dogs, forget about it.
Okay.
All right. And since she won that last game, Maya knows, Allison gets to go first. And then we're going to switch the order around. We'll go to Josh and then to Hallie. And but like I said, y'all get 3 cracks at it. And we'll count up the points at the end and see who wins.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do an obvious one and say Some Like It Hot.
Ooh. That's Allison is starting us off. Great. With Some Like It Hot. I'm sorry to say that that movie, while it did make the top 10, came in just at the bottom at number 10.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
this is gonna be a long
9 more movies that the IMDb thinks are more popular than Some Like It Hot.
Okay.
But you're on the board. That's the important thing. Because there's a lot of hot titles out there.
Yeah.
So now we go to Hallie.
Okay. I thought we were doing Josh.
Oh, you know what? Thank you very much for that. You get 3 points for correcting me.
Hell yeah.
And you get 4 points taken away for being rude.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's very fair.
No, that would be wild if I put you in the -1 category just for pointing out to me my own rules. Josh. Thank you, Hallie. Josh is up.
Literally my only guess for this entire round, and it's Hot Rod. Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, yeah.
You're already blowing out your one hot movie. Hot Rod. And I think you'll think of some more as you're just listening to the other guesses and stuff.
Yeah.
And you are on the board because Hot Rod is number 4.
Fuck.
Oh.
I assume because of the continuing popularity of Andy Samberg, if he's in something, I tend to like it.
Yeah.
I think he does good work.
I always thought Popstar was underrated.
Agreed.
Very, very, especially at a hot like hour. It's like an hour and 18 minutes or something.
The dream length for
it flies by. And a Seal cameo, come on. Mm-hmm. All right. The man, okay. There's a seal in it? Me?
A seal? Okay. When a seal sends you a message that's a video saying happy birthday to your friend?
Does he do those too?
I don't know, but I would love to see an actual seal do one.
Oh my God. Now it's your turn, Hallie.
All right. I'm going to say Wet Hot American Summer. Largely because that is the first one that I thought of.
Right? You got to go with like what pops into your head.
Great.
Yeah. It's a gut move. But unfortunately, because I agree, I thought of that one. That did not land in the top 10.
Fuck.
No, that's
probably due to just, it not having any recent, nobody in it's been in a recent scandal or anything.
Well, any day now.
I know, right? It's always percolating. All right. So we're back to Allison, round 2.
All right.
You got 1 point so far. Can you think of another movie that has hot in the title?
Hot Shots?
Ooh. Hot Shots. Yes. Exclamation point. Number 2 on the list.
Wow. That's number 2?
9 points for, I don't know why people are suddenly into Hot Shots. I mean, I remember it being a pretty funny movie.
I fucking loved that movie as a kid. Yeah.
And Charlie Sheen really was like, he was kind of the perfect actor to kind of take the mantle from Leslie Nielsen of the acting dramatic, but looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
He was good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whopping 9 points. So Alice's got 10 points. People
can't believe
gotta go
that's
to
in the top
here.
10.
Right? You really had no faith in it.
I was like, I think 2. This might have cracked, but wow, unbelievable.
Yeah. These things can be surprising. I'd say it's Hallie's turn, but it's Josh's turn. So, Josh.
Christmas for remembering those hot rules. Could be film. No one said it wouldn't be cheating to name the sequel. Can I do Hot Part 2?
Hot Shots Part 2 is number 7 on the list.
Oh my God. Wow. Incredible work. Incredible.
4 points. Josh just pulled into the lead with 11.
Excellent work.
Charlie pulling a chicken back on a bow and it just clucking all the way into someone's forehead. Great trailer moment.
This can still happen for Hallie.
I'm just going to say the name of the only other movie that I have thought of while we've been sitting here, which is Hot Fuzz.
Oh.
Hallie, Hot Fuzz, directed by friend of the show, Edgar Wright.
Hell yeah.
Is the number 1
my
movie.
God.
Yeah!
I think it just celebrated an anniversary, so maybe lots of people have been looking it up.
That makes sense. Okay. I love that movie.
It's so good. Yeah, currently the number one hot movie. So now we've got a real race here because Allison and Hallie are tied with 10 each and Josh has 11. So anybody continues to get on the board in any way is going to probably take this thing. Allison, what have you got?
I might have exhausted.
What's hot, Allison?
Hot.
Drop it like it is.
Hot. I mean, I keep like trying to think of maybe if there's like a subtitle that's got the word hot in it. I really can't think of anything else. Hot. I want to say, that's a show. That's not even a show. It's just people eating wings.
Hot ones.
I'm like, that's the title I'm seeing the most in my experience looking at screens, but
Hot Ones the movie.
It's just a full meal.
It's inevitable.
It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
You have a really hot amuse-bouche, like a whole meal. Every course is crazy hot.
I mean, let's be honest, I would watch it. I'm just gonna say like a phrase with the word hot in it and hope that maybe it's a movie.
Okay, I love it. That's a great way to do this.
Hot Nights.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been in there, but it's not.
It sounds like an 80s, like erotic.
It's not in there.
Yeah. Well, it was a guess.
Yeah, that's fair. Josh, you might be not needing any more points, but you're next. If you can add a few points to your score.
Oh, I will. I'm going to finish huge with this Aaron vehicle, literally. Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Aaron Paul.
Oh.
He was in a Hot Wheels movie?
I guess it didn't show up then.
You don't say.
It came out for 5 minutes. Yeah, see, like right after Breaking Bad. I'm going to do this, bitch.
What? You're not thinking of Need for Speed, are you?
No.
Animated?
Uh-oh.
He did a race car movie called Need for Speed.
You know what, Doug? You love movies because I think... Right. I was like, I'm going to finish big, baby.
Yeah, you really got a good one.
Wow.
You just retitled the movie and proceeded.
Not even upcoming in 2024. AI movie.
Maybe.
Didn't show up. Fuck me.
But it's not in the, it didn't make the, but you know, maybe that current, there's a TV show called Hot Wheels right now, like a competition show. Maybe it got in there. But you're still in the lead with 11. So this might not be over unless Hallie's got one more.
Bring home, Hallie.
I've got one more.
Okay.
And what I didn't see it because it looked bad. So I won't be making the studios any money. That movie is the Hot Cheetos movie about how a guy made hot Cheetos.
Yeah. I tried to watch it before the strike.
I was like, no thanks. I don't need to see Beanie Babies. I'm good. I lived through it. I accept that it happened. I don't need to see it reenacted. I'm good.
It is a strange, it does feel like a genre created by AI to just be like, oh, this weirdo invented this weird thing that was popular for a second and then it failed. Let's make a movie about it. There's at least a dozen of those that came out in the last year or two. But Hallie, you nailed it because third on the list is Flamin' Hot.
Oh.
Yeah, less said about that.
The White House, and I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I think it's because it was, you know, directed by Eva Longoria, so it was, not only a huge leap for Flaming Hot Cheetos, but also for women.
Finally
a woman figured out that all you need is a Flaming Hot Cheeto to break that glass ceiling. Those Cheetos are so hot, they just go through anything.
Thank you, Eva.
Yeah, you did it. Congratulations, Hallie. You are our winner. Hallie Kiefer takes the game today.
I did it. it
with 18 points. Go ahead, and that's another thing you win is you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to plug?
I'd like to plug Ruined Podcast, our podcast. You could follow us, it, at wherever podcasts are sold. And then also you could follow us on any social at Ruined Podcast. And yeah, we're, I'm not sure when this comes out, but on the August 27th, we'll be doing a live show on Moment House. And we'll be doing Sharknado, which has the best tagline.
The best tagline.
Allison, what is the tagline for Sharknado?
Enough said.
What the hell?
It's so funny. It's man. Just smack on the middle of the poster. Enough said with an exclamation point.
That is the, like, those people wanted to go home from work early that day so bad.
I even feel bad telling you because it's such a good one for that game to use in the future. But
Sharknado,
enough said.
It's just any movie where the people just did not care about what it was going to say on there. Like that, it might as well just be like Sharknado, and then the tagline is whatever.
Yeah, movie.
Yeah, it's a movie, period. Oh my God, I love it. Okay, so congratulations, Hallie. That means that you, like I said earlier, are invited to come back on the show ASAP, so I will hit you up for a future date.
Okay, great. I'm excited.
You're so excited. I love it.
No, sorry, I just have to go to the bathroom, so I'm just like willing myself through that.
Okay, well, we're good. It's really we're right at the end here, and in fact,
I don't know why I said that, but please ignore me. I'm barely human.
I was just going to say that, like, you know, no one would know if you didn't speak anymore for the rest of the show, because I'm just going to say goodbye to the other guests.
Yeah, but you've been here just screaming from the bathroom.
You could sneak off and go to the bathroom, and no one would know.
I fucked up. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, that's okay. But it's now at this point, it's your call what you're going to do. And none of us will know. Unless you talk, then I guess we'll know.
No,
that
you
took your device with you into the bathroom. Okay. Allison Leiby, thank you so much for being here.
So much.
What are your plugs again? You got the show.
Yeah, well, Ruined, touring a little bit. Yeah, and then in September, I'm going to be in Portland and Seattle early in the month, and then I'll be at JFL Toronto for 4 or 5 performances. So if you want to see Oh God, a Show About Abortion, there are dates. So
awesome. Great places to go and do that.
Yeah.
And have a nice time out there. And Josh Rubin.
Yes, sir.
I hope you were satisfied by your first. I hope you're not kicking yourself too much about some of your answers.
Ending big with Need for Speed.
One in particular, yeah. The Hot Need for Hot Speed was the working title. So you were right twice on that.
My wife, who was listening in on this game, went, Hot Chicks. Hot Chicks.
Oh my God, Hot Chicks.
Hot Chicks.
I mean, of course, I should read off which ones you didn't get to. I apologize for everybody listening going, why isn't he saying which ones didn't get mentioned? So number 9 is some movie that I don't know called Hot Seat. Mm. Number 8 was The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider. Number 6, this one, I don't know why anybody would know it. It's some movie that Tim Chalamet is in called Hot Summer Nights.
Oh,
but you were so close with that Hot Nights guess.
Yeah. Any that phrase so really close. Seems to work.
Yeah. And then this one I'm kind of shocked nobody came up with. The only other one that nobody mentioned at number 5, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh.
And there's
yeah, that damn Hot Tub Time Machine. And the sequel didn't make the top 10. But so that wraps that up. Josh, what have you got to plug?
I've got a graphic novel out called Darla.
Perfect.
It should be, no struck movies, baby. It should be at your local comic store. And if it's not, just say, I want Josh Rubin's Darla. It's based on my love of Stephen King and some HBO's Tales from the Crypt madness.
And you must have done Scott Wampler's podcast, right?
Oh, yeah, a few times. I love him.
He just did it recently.
Oh, nice.
Love them.
The King Cast, right? Is that what it's called?
Hell yeah.
I need that.
I'm excited. He asked me to do it. I think we might even do it like with a live audience. So I'm excited about that. Yes. Doug Loves Movies is going to be at Dynasty Typewriter here in Los Angeles this upcoming Sunday, August 20th at 4:20. And I got a few more road Doug Loves Movies and stand-up shows coming up in the next month or two. So go to douglovesmovies.com for all the info. Yeah. Thanks again to all of my guests, Hallie Kiefer, Allison Levy, and Josh Rubin.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And as always, that's all, folks.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.